troublesome. The examination of everything else is even extended as far as checking out those who go to church. And the accusation that is included comes out something like this. When you observe those who go to church, well, those people act good on Sunday morning, but they don't act Christian the rest of the week. Well, now you can see what is really believed by such a person. A person that says that thinks that Christianity is all about how one acts. What are good works? They think that being Christian means being nice or behaving. Well, they're wrong. The devil is pleased that they have taken his bait and believed his doctrine. In truth, to be a Christian is not to be good all the time or never to sin again. Such a false idea of Christianity can only lead to despair or hypocrisy. Christianity is not centered on good works, good behavior. As the gospel text reveals, Jesus received and ate with sinners. The Pharisees stood off at a distance. They were shocked by the terrible sinners that made up Jesus' congregation. Of course, these Pharisees also thought that they did not need a physician. But that was only because they didn't know how truly sick they were. They considered themselves to be experts, so they put Jesus to the test. How vain for anyone to think that they have an inside track and secret knowledge about God. There are no experts when it comes to God, except the one who came from God. It is impossible for you on this side of glory to not need or to ever have too much of the Word of God. So it is that these Pharisees, despite their many acts of charity, caused no rejoicing in heaven. As much as most would like to think, rejoicing in heaven does not take place because of children's hospitals. There must be It is also an emptiness that is not before the angels in heaven, for you